Start. We have a quorum. We have a quorum. So we're starting a new Gemara. Okay, we didn't. Okay, so Mara says, Lema pligi de Rav adarabba. That Rav said, Karen Kain Shagana. Right, about what he said on Dao Day. But Neva Pligi Rav of the Rabbi. We said the Gemara said the case is again. Okay, I should really go back a line. Kikam Rav Yikav Zuda. Hey Gedami, he lemon make our Shave Zuda. Put itself Shave Dawin Zuze Karen boy Kain Shikonav the Dao Zuze. And if the price went up. So Karen gain shigona, that would mean lema pligi rav ad rabba. If we're yukra zula, Rav said Karen gain shigona, even though we're talking about a case where he broke it be a daim also, because it's tovach u'mochar is the equivalency. So it's there must be a break be a daim. The Amar Rabba. Haiman the Goza Chavisa the Chamre. Person who steals a Chavisa the Chamre Mechavre. Okay, I know, and this is not a Lumdish question, but any reason why he picked the case of Chavisa the Chamre? He could have said, Haiman the Goza Mechavre. Right, was he making Chavisa the Chamre Mechavre? He has three chesses there, it's poetic, but what is there? Any reason for such a complicated case? It could have been a chavisa of anything.
It didn't have to because be a wine is something that goes up in value a lot.
That's you want something that goes up. And chamra has a use that goes up.
Are you referring to a case that actually happened?
What?
You mean referring to a case that actually happened?
Maybe because it happened. Hi, man. Doesn't sound like it actually happened.
It's good for Haiman, no? Haiman, that case, that guy.
No, but then it would be a definite case of either Tavra, you know, or Idbami Mela. It sounds like he's, you know, giving a theoretical case. If this happened, kach v'kach. If this happened, kach v'kach.
Yeah, it sounds like Haiman. Sounds like, I don't know, to me, it sounds like a theoretical. Haiman. Okay, I wonder if it's because it's poetic. Havisa dechamra mechavre. You know, there's like, makes it easier to remember. I don't know. It's just a little poetic there. Okay, we'll leave that for someone to do research. Why they picked that case. If you break it, you pay for it. So it's lema pligi rav. What would be the hava mina to say that Rav argues? What would be the svara to disagree? How could Rav argue on such a thing?
You chayv kishas agneva. That's when you.
But now you're doing a brand new maisa mazik or a brand new. You're breaking his thing.
First of all,
could you break something you already stole? Like once you've stolen, you're stealing it. You can't. Damn it, you can't steal something again.
Okay. Right. In other words, the Havamina would be that once it's stolen, so it's already lost it. So you're not really being mazik him again. It's not mazik, you're not stealing.
Right? I mean, that according to a lot of Hezbo, because simply speaking, you're stealing it, he still owns it. So
to some extent, it's either if you want, if you're talking lumdis, you're talking physical. If you talk lumdis, we know that there's such a thing as a kinyan geneva, that the bialim can't be makdish it. If you talk physically, he can't use it. He might own it, but he can't use it because it's not his rishus. So at least there's a havamina. I'm not saying it's not a maskana. Rabbi says not like that, but there's room to hear a havamina. It's not crazy to say that Rav is arguing at Rabba and saying that there's no chiyuv even for breaking or or no chiyuv.
It may be more than a havamina, because if there was kimli on the original geneva, the most many rishonim learned that you're putter on if you break it later. So
if there's kimli, what's kimli mean?
Meaning if you were chiyuv misa at the time that you stole the object, and then later you break it after the chiyuv misa has already passed, that you're putter on paying back the keli. So
why you stole it and you were there's a kimle dramine. So you stole it at one, and it was a kimle dramine on one.
Correct.
And therefore you're putter from one. And now you break it at four, you're putter. Why in the world did that be?
That's the halacha according to Tosfos and Rashi and Tosfos in Sanhedrin.
Might only be Rava's version of Rav, though.
Are you sure you're not misquoting? That just doesn't sound kosher.
Say it. The Riff asks Rabbi's question, I think.
The Riff may argue for that reason, but we don't know. Yeah. One suggests the Riff argues for that reason.
I mean, it's a brand new. If Rabba says that there's a new Maisa, whatever it is, which is Mechai of you, it's a higher price. So what do I care that the first Maisa is out?
There's the Yad Raman Sanhedrin that explains this sod. I think Gunnar Rishon explains
I don't know.
And the Ksos is going to be very schwer, because in the Ksos holds your high. So is hold your chayev mazik went over here. So if you're the chayev,
so is dafke after Rabba though. Rabba.
Okay. Anyway, okay. I don't know that this Yad Ramashita. It sounds very strange. Okay, let's continue. Let's stick to the Pashat Gemara and Bavli Kama. But okay, apparently there's a Havamina to say that Rav argues with Rabba. This Havamina would be that once the object is stolen already. So there's no chiyuv when I break it. I'm not a mazik. I'm not a ganav. You already lost your object. Rabba says not like that. So the hamina was that Rav disagrees. Maybe also Rav learns it from a pasuk, right? Rav got his in from a pasuk. The Rosh said the gufei lo istrich, but according to this chat, maybe it would be istrich le gufei. So Rav learns from a pasuk. That in this case, you're potter. So the Gemara says, ki gamara, right? It's a little bit of a question. I don't know. I just asked a question. I didn't mean it to ask a question, but I think it is a question. Is the Tisus and the Rush that explain Shad and Rav, that Rav learns his din from the Pasuk, because the Gupe lo Istrich. So how could the Gemara have had a Havamina that Rav is arguing with Rabba? And you're going to say that the Gupe lo Istrich if you're arguing with Rabba? In other words, the Pasuk is Mashma is going on Karen, that Karen gains your Ganav. The whole word is that's Pashut. You don't have to tell me such a thing. So therefore, it's a Gupe lo Istrich. So therefore, it's coming for a Diak. But if the Pasuk is, if Rabba disagrees, and Rav is learning from the Pasuk, so even if Rav holds that way, Misvara, you can't say the Gupe lo Istrich. It's not a Dabar Pashut. It's definitely Shayek that the Pasuk is teaching you such a thing. Rabba disagrees.
But Rabba agrees that Karen Kain Shaganov by Idvar Mamela, though, so then how could Rabba can't really disagree on the Pasuk?
No, but I'm just saying that Rav, that the how did Rav learn his din? Rav learned his din from the Pasuk. According to the Rush says that Rav learned his din at Dao the Eight, from the Pasuk. How did he get from the Pasuk? Because there's an extra Pasuk, because the Gupe lo Istrich. I say, what do you mean, the Gupe lo Istrich? Maybe the Pasuk is coming, according to this Havamina, that Rav is arguing with Rabba. So maybe the Pasuk is Gupa coming to teach us this thing. It is a Gupa Yisrach. It's Gupa coming to teach you to argue with Rabba.
How could the Pasuk teach you anything about Rabba? Rabba's like a bit like schizoid, because Rabba does hold the Karen Kain Shaganav.
But the Pasuk is telling you, not even more than Pasuk. I'm saying learn the Pasuk. The Pasuk is telling you Karen Kain Shaganav, even if the price goes up, even if you break it later.
So it's pasha that Karen Kane Shaganov, but it's less pasha. You would have really, the Sarchi Shona would have been to say Karen sometimes is Kane Shaganov.
Yeah. Isn't that a way, you can't say it's a double pasha to argue with Rab, right? The more and I have a mina that Rab is arguing with Rab. Now I'm saying, so according to that have a mina, okay, I don't want to get back down to the kasha, but it's a little bit of a kasha. According to that have a mina that Rab is arguing with Rab. So maybe that's goof of what the buzzing is coming for. So then the buzzing is a goof.
Isn't Rab a different Indian?
No, that's Rab? Not mukrach. It's not mukrach. It doesn't make a difference. Rab held either mipshita or pasik. You're paying ke'ein shaganav all the way on top. And then Rab came along and says, that's not the point of Geneva.
Right.
That's the part of the machlokas. Says, at what point in time is the ownership being given over and transferred to the ganav?
Right. So, but we're saying, but maybe Rav, I'm just saying, maybe, and it's sad that Rav is arguing with Rabba. Isn't it possible that Rav got that from the pasuk? We have a pasuk that says, Karen Kain Shaganov. So the it's better to learn the pasuk Legufe than to learn the pasuk for Dao the Hey. The pasuk is coming Legufe.
It's not Mukrach. He could learn it either way.
Okay, they're ruined. Balei Adrush. If you can learn the pasuk Legufe, you put in a gufe, not a drush. So if Bishlamo, if Rab agrees to Rabba, so then you can't use it a gufe, because in the normal case it's Parshin, and in Rabba it's not true. I mean, it's too radical to say the Pasuk is teaching you argue with Rabba. So if I guess, according to the Maskana, I'm happy. According to the Maskana, the Pasuk isn't needed a gufe. But I say, but according to the Gemara's Havamina, that Rab is arguing with Rabba, so the chayra, it's passable that the pasuk was gufa coming the gufa to tell me this din to argue with Rabba.
Is it Rabba? You can't say that the pasuk is only coming to teach you where it goes up.
Why
maybe,
not?
Maybe because the drasha is after the Karen Kane Shagana.
The question is because it's the gufa no istra. So you have one case where it's a gufa istra. It has to be Istrich in every. The Pazik is speaking,
to be every, for
the
Pazik after,
speaking in every case. It's just Istrich for only one case.
The okay, is, but if the, is, the way Pazik the Pazik is, tells you that. Okay. I mean, I was just pointing out that the way the Pazik is telling you that.
The Pazik is telling you a universal statement. It comes along Rab and says, a Gupe no Istrich. So the Chaira, if you find one case where the Gupe Istrich, then you can't say the gufe lo istrich. So according to
even though the lesson of the pasuk, even though the pasuk is saying you pay more kein shagana. So if I'm understanding the drasha correctly, like Rashi says, So the pasuk, the way the pasuk's telling you is almost for a case of where it went down in value. Now maybe the pasuk.
Who said? I don't know.
I don't
agree with you because the Gemara. I don't know. I don't know because the Gemara had a Havamina that Rab was telling a case when he goes up and he's still learning it from the Pasuk. Right? The Gemara says Rab got his in from the Pasuk and the Gemara thought the case of Rab is when the price goes up. So
includes where it goes up.
What?
I think asking Tosos Kasha. You're asking Tosos Kasha the same way Tosos is asking on the first case. I believe Tosos Kasha should be, you know, valid on this case, and he would need his answer that Achya doesn't mean, you know, to elevate it, rather, you know, to pay it.
Yeah,
that's exactly Tosos Kasha on the first case. What you're asking?
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, it's, I think it's also okay. I think it's more from the Gemara that the Gemara was ready to learn Rav. Going in a case of going up. And obviously that's this going case and going up. And that's what the Achya Gary means. Okay, I'm gonna go further. I think it's a shiko kasha.
How is it possible to the pasuk talk to Rabba? Rabba's hakking is whether or not you could do a second Karen after the first one.
Actually,
whether
or not you did a Karen, you only
that assumes you did a Maisa Gneva that you could pay for. If the second Maisa is not considered anything because you already stole it, and the second Maisa is Babka, so then how is the pasuk talking to that?
As the pasuk says, you only pay Karen Shaganav.
Right, but that means you have to steal it. that means it has to be a Maisa Gneva. If we say the second Maisa is not a Maisa Gneva at all, so then what's then the Pasuk just...
That's good with the Pasuk tell you. You go by the first Gneva, not the second.
Rebbe's only asking this question. Whether or not you did something.
Pasuk is saying you go to ancient God. I mean, you go by the first Gneva. Let's say, especially if you learn it's a Mazik.
The first Gneva? What do you see, like,
you
first
Gneva? You go by the Achen and Karen to ancient God.
There's one Gneva. Yeah, he's only gone in the Pasuk one time. It says if he steals it, he gets Pasuk.
But now he broke it. It's the second time in Mazik. Now, there's a debate whether you're Mechayim for that Mazik or not. So the Pasuk is telling you that you don't pay. You pay just to change your Gneva.
Again, the Pasuk Zichur
is not would mean the second Mazik.
The Pasuk's not in the Sotos, there's no Makom to say this. If you're saying the Chiyuv of the in. To say the Achil of Karen is somehow says, oh, you're not Chayiv for Mazik? That's not Chayiv.
If you go in later and break it, you're not Chayiv.
That's not reasonable to teach up the Pasuk as a Ptur and Mazik. Mehichatesi to start learning in this Parsha, Ptur and Mazik.
It's telling you it's a Chiddush in Geneva, not a Ptur and Mazik. It's a Chiddush in Geneva, that the Geneva is considered that you did so much when you steal it the first time that everything else you do later doesn't count. So it's based on the Chiddush in the first Gneva. Okay, let me go further. I hear you people say that it's not a good kach. I don't know. I like my kach. But let me go further. Anyway, versus Leia big the rabba the rabba. Number rabba. Hi man, the goza chavisa the chame chare. Nikara shav zuzo shavay dawit zuzo. Tarvo shasim shavay dawit. So Tavra means you broke it. Shasya means you drank it, right?
Yeah.
Why did it have to tell you both? Anyone say anything why it tells you both?
Well, it's a chiddush in both the Ktos and the Sivas that both of them are considered to be either Hezek or Gneva, despite...
Right? Why would you think... Let's say Tavra is a Mazik. You would think that Shasya is not a Mazik?
Shasya, you consumed it. That's maybe more...
But you also destroyed it.
Well, anytime you consume something, you're destroying it. But
yeah, isn't Shasya the cloud? Isn't every Shasya has Tavra? Like, why don't you tell me Tavra? So don't I know Shasya?
Shasya could be like, let's say, like, there's a difference between Gneva and Hezek. That Gneva, there's no Shava Kesef by Gneva, so Shasya is a more serious Yonana.
It says you already paid Dawit for Tavra, so why would I? What is it adding Shasya for? You would think you pay more than Dawit.
Well, let's say in the Ksos, you think Tavra and Hezek, you could pay Shava Kesef, no?
What?
The Nafka Mina, whether you could pay Shava Kesef or not.
I don't know.
Oh.
It doesn't talk about whether you pay Dawit. So the without Rabba, you would have said you only pay one. Rabba is telling you a Chiddush, and you pay four. So saying, once you tell me Tavra, you pay four. So obviously, Shasya, you pay four. So when he's telling you a Chiddush, he added Shasya to tell you Shavik Kesef. It doesn't say anything about Shavik Kesef.
Well,
Tavra Shasya, Mishal and Dawit.
He's a mazik, is breaking it. Drinking it may constitute an act of kinyan, which is a little stronger than just mazik.
Stronger, so you should more reason to be a chayy, not less reason.
Yes, you can't do gneva right. Achar gneva, but you
can
do hezek achar
gneva. It's definitely a hezek too. If you do it be a tarba, you're a mazik. So shas is also a mazik. Maybe it's a mazik plus. But it's not going to be less. It's not Mistavra that Tavra is, Shasya is less than Tavra.
And you also have to address in the Shita that holds it, it's not Chai because of Mazik, rather it's Chai because of Geneva, why it says both.
Yeah, I'm just saying, every drinking is also, you're breaking it, it's a way of destroying it with your mouth. Destroying it, you drank it. That's drinking it. That's destroying it. So Rashi says, Tavra biyadayim. Oh, Shasya. Shasya is not Tavra biyadayim. Shasya is also Shasya. You're breaking it biyadayim. Okay. And then something else I don't know. Okay.
It's more of a grama because you're not affecting the actual wine. You're just causing it to.
Is that true?
That's breaking.
someone would have a hava mina that when you drink someone else's thing, you're only a grama. Then I'm not chayev or else mazik. I'm not just a grama. Is there ever such a hava mina that you know, this is not the place of Hilchus Grum. You know, there was such a hava mina that if I go to your food and I eat it, I can say I'm only a grama.
Maybe it's like the case of when you're nana, it's already worthless.
Okay, maybe. In other words, you can say that I didn't destroy your food. Your food is still in my stomach. Go if you want it, go take it.
I mean, once it goes into your mouth, it's nimas. It's
worthless. Yeah.
Worthless.
Maybe if a person drank it, he could say that he was borrowing it and he intended to pay it back. But if he's breaking it, then he's just being a mazik, and he clearly he's not doing it for anah. He just wants to cause damage.
Because it's more, I don't know.
According to Rabbi Leben, Rav would still be arguing on Rabbi, even in the kashrut, right? Rabbi Leben's kashrut, right? Yeah.
If it is
a chiddush, it's not that it's pashut. In other words, like the kasha on the rush, that let's say it's not pashut, that Rav's chiddush would be to argue on Rabba, would come out that he is arguing on Rabba still, right?
I don't know where we are. I'm sorry.
Rav's kasha is that according to the Havmi of the Gemara, So then why would a Karen change your not be a Chiddush, right?
We passed that question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
So I want to know, but it's still, so it'll come out, still a coin to that Kasha, the Rav is still arguing on Rabba, right?
Right. You would
maybe that's because of the Kor's Kasha.
No, I agree with that. I just was bothered that how could the Gemara have had a Havamina,
right?
That's Pshat and Rav. If that was Pshat and Rav, then Rav doesn't make sense Neyubay because he has no Mikor for his din. That was what I was bothered by. Because the Gemara had a Havamina that Rav is arguing with Rabba.
Right. So
saying if Rav is arguing with Rabba, then the Chayra, then the Pasuk is the Gufay. Then Rav is shlugged up in Neyubay because Rav would not have a busik to learn out Kepel Dao the Hay. Kishan some other than
that. And that can't be what the Gemara's Kash Gufa was, right?
No, that's not the Gemara's Kash. Gemara's only asking that Rav doesn't argue with Rabba. Gemara's not asking.
Yeah, but he wants to bring the Rabba.
Gemara's like, name a pligi Rabba the Rabba. That's the only problem, that we don't want to make a machlekes between Rav and Rabba. But the Gemara is not saying that it can't
be because
from Rav, it makes no sense. So I was asking, the Gemara should have shlugged up this Havamina Mineu Bay. How could you have a Havamina that Rav is arguing Rabba? But then he would have no Mikor for the other half of Rav's din. So Mineu Bay from Rav, we can prove that Rav is not arguing Rabba. That was my Kasha. But we passed that Kasha. Now we have another Kasha, which is nothing, also not a, just a Kvetchi Kasha, is that we don't know why Rabba said Shasya. Okay, let me continue too.
Rebbe, maybe we could just say that you're obligated to pay for the barrel also, meaning because you stole the barrel. Maybe you're obligated to pay for the barrel itself, meaning because when you drink you stole a bottle of wine, a barrel of wine. When you drink the wine, it's just an empty barrel left over. It could be like that's you can't return that and just pay him for the wine.
Is that true? Why is that different than Pras Neveda, no?
Well, yeah. Pras Neveda, we don't, again, we're talking, if it's Geneva, let's say the Nesivis approach, where it's Geneva, so theoretically it's considered, it's Nishana, it's no longer a barrel of wine, it's just an empty, it's an empty used barrel.
Okay, and if it's Mazik, I don't know. Now, an interesting question, that whether do you have to pay for the price of the wine or also for the price of the barrel? So the chayra, if it's mazik, then for sure you wouldn't pay for the barrel because you weren't mazik the barrel. If it's geneva, so you say maybe you stole the whole thing. Okay, maybe. I don't know.
Well, why can't you give back the barrel afterwards? It's its own barrel. Why can't you give back the barrel afterwards if you didn't break it? It's its own entity.
Yeah. It happens to be, I think it'd be interesting to figure out what happens in between use of barrel. I mean, when you use it and you fill a barrel of wine and after you finish it, it might not, it's not like you just turn around and refill the barrel. You know, it might be, you know, it's.
Not recycling.
I'm sure it's, reused, but we don't know. I'm sure it's reused, but we don't know the process by which they go ahead and go using the barrel and then now reusing it. So
barrels, they used to have the wine barrels sometimes could be very expensive. They had like very specifically with only certain wines in them to the wood a certain like texture and flavor.
Okay. All right. Anyway, let me go. I yeah, I gotta get off on all kinds of tangents. Tarba Shas Mishine Dawit. Itram Mimeda Mishane Zuze. Samar says Amre Ki Kamarav gonna make Karashavi Dada so something Zuze. So we know. We don't want to say that Rav is arguing with Rabba.
Okay, what's so bad about arguing with Rabba? What's
so bad?
Gavra, Gavra Karamis is like, you know.
No, I don't think there's anything so bad. It just said if we can avoid a machlokes.
Right? So every time there's a potential machlokes amaram, the Gemara is now going to say lema pligi? Like,
yeah, so what do you want to say?
I don't know. I thought it was a little like odd. The Gemara was like so taken aback at the prospect that Rav argues with Rav.
It's bad to Rav because Rav Tano Pollux. Maybe it's like it's a cash on Rav.
You don't just look up Amram from other Amram.
Rav probably did argue with Rav Tano Pollux was only that Rav, but we find that other Amram did not go race. As you see, Shmuel argues with Rav. I Rav Tano Pollux and Shmuel is not a Tano Pollux, so. Apparently, the Amoraim, other Amoraim were not despoiled from Rav Tano Pali.
Same generation, they were the same.
In this Sugi, Rav attacks Rav and says he's not Mistavra and then bombs him out from the Mishnah.
What?
Rav attacks Rav in Sanhedrin, in this Sugi, and then.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. I don't know my Klalei Hashas. Why the Gemara did not want to say, Lema Rav, to get, you know, Lema. Thinking
the Rabba. How does the Gemara even know that Rav didn't? How does the Gemara know that Rav really agrees to Rav in the first place?
You know, that's what you're asking. In other words, what's so been so terrible? And I think Mara makes it sound like it's a terrible thing if they be pleading. So you're saying, why is that so terrible? Let me see if anyone says there. No, he doesn't bring it down. He's thinking the Klalei Hashas, Spartan. Lame.
I think I saw at the beginning of the sugya somewhere they're saying that both statements are known to be accepted lahalacha, and that was the problem of the Gemara. The Rabba was known to be accepted, and this Rav is known to be accepted.
It also affects whether we want to say Rav's talking about Yukra Vazula. We don't. The Gemara moved to saying Rav was talking about Yukra Vazula. We could have potentially offered an alternative explanation of Rav.
You're saying that the Gemara just means lame obligi the Rabba because. It would be difficult to argue because we know that we pass it like Rabba. In other words, if Rabba would argue, we would probably end up passing like Rav or vice versa. And we know that we pass it like Rabba. This statement that Rabba is a Bavusta statement. It's that's what you're saying. It's not just time that Rav can't argue in Rabba. It's that this Rabba is a chush of a Rabba. It's an accepted statement. So to say that Rav is arguing on this statement is already would be very difficult. Okay, that you don't remember who said that?
It was Shua's time, you know. I can't remember.
Okay, but that could be. So there is no that would end another. There is no. I was saying it's some kind of clown and chas that we try and minimize machlokes. So you know, I don't know if that's, but this is much better. In other words. You know, I was saying it's not that we don't like making a machlokes if we don't have to, but that's not such a good proof that's a little fluky. So maybe they do argue. But you're saying it's because it was known that they don't that we passed in here. Okay. All right, let's continue. Samara says. So Kikamarab, Amri Kikamarab, Gilmi Kar Shabi, Dada Sosu, the Shabi Susi. Karen Gensha Gonav, you pay Dawit. Sashumi K, the Shri Abu Kamisha, Kishasa Mudu, and you go down to one. Okay, let's see Rashi. Mesayif shavi da'wein b'shah sha'avda min ha'ayram. Hey, man, the Khalil is shutting down your job. Go to the beach of the Hamre. So, with Sai Shave Dawid, see, Rashi is coming La Fuke from what?
The Rush.
What else could you learn in Sai Shave Dawid?
Shasa Madabadin.
Right. In other words, it could be after he broke it. In other words, it's three times. There, like we had in the Rush. There's when you stole it, when you broke it. Like we had in the Rush, it's by Dial Behe. We said there are three times.
Yeah, but with the Rush,
when you did the Tzvicha Mechira, and then the Shah Samad Debedin. So, you know, which you said you don't follow. Okay, but you follow Shah Samad Debedin. So you could theoretically read Rabbah, Haiman, the Goz, the Chaviza, the Chamre, the Chamre, Mekar, Shave, Zuze, Una, besides. Means mamish at the side, means shas hamad v'din, shave dawin. So then you pay, there's some kind of din that you pay the price of shas hamad v'din. You know, that would be a way of reading it. So Rashi says that that's not true.
Why would that make any sense? What basis do you want to be mechayev from the price?
Because yesterday, somebody in the shir said a very good sara, which I thought was very good. I don't remember who said it, so I apologize. That there's a havamina that the Heshev is like Zayda Asher Gozal, means that you have to give him enough money they can go buy another one, right?
What does that have to do with
the second one? If you went ahead, and it could, the same thing could be by Mazik. It could be, so now you did a new Maisa, you broke it.
But what does that do about getting Maisa?
What?
Why is it any better than the first Maisa Ganeva?
Because the first Maisa, you didn't break it. So how's the first Maisa, you didn't cause, the first Maisa didn't cause him not to have his object. So the Hezek was only that you took it away from. But the second Maisa, if you wouldn't have done the second Maisa, then his object would have still been here now, and his object would have gone up in value. So now you were Gairain that he shouldn't get, you know, the price going up, right? He bought a lottery ticket. You went out and destroyed it. Then that group of lottery ticket won the lottery. So you caused him the headset that he lost the lottery. So he owned a barrel of wine. Now the barrel of wine, price of wine skyrockets. He had the greatest investment. And you ruined it for him because you broke it before the price went up. So there would be room for a Havamina to say that, if, you know, face a grammar or whatever, some form of thing, that if you, a guy has an investment, he bought a barrel of wines and he's hoping the price will go up or whatever it is, he owns a stock, and then the stock goes up later after he destroyed it, so you have to pay the higher price. So Rashi, very nicely, says that that's not, you know, that's what it's mashma, because it uses the word Mesayif. It doesn't use the words Tavro Shasya. So the Mesayif, it's mashma, it's three different times. It's when you steal, there's a Saif, and there's Tavro Shasya. So Rashi tells you that that's not pshat. That's fine Rashi. Shav Shavidav Shasha of the Minayram. Not Shas on the Bedin. Okay. Tavra Biadayim. Tavra means biadayim, oshasya. So this, we had our problem. I think it's a valid problem. That shasya is also biadayim. Why is tavra oshasya? In other words, if I cared, if anything, if tavra was not biadayim, then it would have been better. Tavra is not biadayim, and shasya is biadayim. So then you're adding something.
But maybe Shas is not biadayim.
Let's
say someone else poured it down
his throat. Mouth. That's your dime doesn't.
Let's say someone poured it down his throat. Stam, like he didn't make a conscious.
You didn't do it all together. Then you're not the mazik. Someone else pours it down your throat, then you'd be potter.
Chayva yunena.
No, you're not chayva nena. It says you're chayv da'wid. You're not paying for nena. You're paying for the hezek.
Well, if you stole it, and then your nene by its destruction, so maybe that's enough.
No. Let's not make up new halachas. There's no such halacha. The chiyuv is because you broke it. So, okay. And then Rashi says tarva means be a dayim. I'm not sure why Rashi, what Rashi is saying that for. In other words, what Rashi is coming out of Fuke? You would have thought that tarva is not be a dayim.
The opposite. It's the opposite of tarva memela.
Well, that's self-evident from the Gemara, no?
Yeah, but why is Rashi?
Memela might have been like, I can own ace, theoretically. Theoretically, Rashi's bevording tavra means doesn't mean necessarily.
In other words, tavra, he could have meant memela. The Rebbe of Nusser is saying that tavra, you would have had some hava mean at Rebbe. I'm saying too that even if it breaks memela.
Well, the Gemara says that the favorite is Idvar memela, Mishalim Zuzo.
Yeah. Maybe you would have typed that up as
the Idvar memela. So Rashi, okay, I hear.
I mean, you get the whole thing of Niskal Pashayahu, Niskal Apashayahu.
What?
Okay.
No,
I still don't know. In other words, I hear really Aaron Hertzberg point that it says pretty befresh, it's by Memeda, it's only one. So obviously, Tavra means be a not Memeda.
That's later. It's by Memeda.
Theoretically, it means the Pshia.
Oh, okay, but anyone who reads the bright Rabbah statement knows that Tavra is not it. Tavra is different than it for Memeda.
But that's if this later, it's not an order. Rashi's telling you when he starts with the Bryces, telling you right.
Yeah, no, does Rashi do that because of the next three words?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, all the time.
What? Right. Rashi's limiting, right? I mean, I'm just saying.
No, no, he does it for three words. He does it if you like the next blot. I don't know, because he was afraid you wouldn't read the next three words. Okay, let me continue. In other words, it's not so pushit. You have to go ahead and explain that Rashi's bothered. It ain't so simple, which fits in very good what we thought, that the Gemara's Hamin is that Rabs is disagreeing. The call comedies, as long as it exists, it's still his. So boy, I do it because you got to return it. Since you got to return it, it's still his. He shited the Tarva Shazi who the Gozole. So Raja goes in a Gaza.
The Gemara there too.
What?
That's the law. The Gemara above Matzia uses the lashon of Gozel too.
Yeah, okay. But I don't really understand it, Rashi. Rashi says, the call, Kama, the East of Inez, Rishus of the Moray Kaima, the whole boy that dure. Right? That lashon, the whole boy that dure. What would happen if you weren't boy that dure? And let's take Shamir's case. Let's say there was a Kimle Midirabamine, right? When you stole it,
Rav holds your mamash kona then.
What?
Rav holds if you don't have to return it, your mamash kona, like fully.
So if you didn't have, if there was a kimei derami, then you have to return it. Then if you would break it, you would not
Rav
have
holds
to
make... mamash kona. The gazan is kona, and with his kimei, the gazan has a straight kinyan fully, and that's a no chiv.
Yeah, I don't remember my bikis. That's what he holds?
That's Rav, yeah, Rav and Sanhedrin. We don't pask him like that, Rav, but that.
That Rav, if you steal it in a way that there's no fear of Ashava, it sounds vaguely familiar.
And also the same thing about like Shinri Kona, that also.
But in other words, that really the Maisa Geneva, you know, when you're saying like this, you're saying a tremendous Chiddush. It's just, it could be that's what they say, right? That really the Maisa Geneva should give you a full Kenyan.
Yeah.
The only reason why you don't get the full Kenyan is a Chi of Ashava. Yeah. So if Lu Yitzur, there's no Chi of Ashava, if there's a Kimle Duramine that blocks the Chi of Ashava, so then the Maisa Geneva gives you a full Kenyan.
Yeah.
That's Rav Shita. Okay, I forgot that. It sounds, now that you say it, it sounds familiar. It's a big Chiddush. Because nor Pashas you will learn, not like that. Pashas you learn. But the reason why it's Breshusei the Morikai is because even though you stole it, but it's still his. I mean, just because you steal something doesn't make it yours. But you see from Rashi's Lashon, and you're saying that's in the Gemara, that no, the only reason why it still is because the boyd adure. There's a blue yisur to be no boyd adure. If the Torah was not mechayev a ganav to return it, if there would be no chiyev to return it, or like in a case that we're saying kibbeh drabne, there's no chiyev to return it, so then we wouldn't say that it's still his. That's a very, very big chiddush. But that's definitely the mashmalos of Rashi, and you're saying that's the fresh in the Gemara. Okay, that's a big chiddush. So what stops the Kinyan Geneva from making it totally yours is the Chiyav Hashava.
And that Pashim Shah, we don't pass like that, Rav, though.
Yeah, we don't pass like that, Rav, period.
Okay. We don't pass like that over there?
That is so, Dahana. We say that
Maybe Dafka for fun.
Mara says in the non-Rav position, Ki ok mi rachmana b'shusei le'inyin onsin, but he's still chayav to return it. I mean, doesn't absolve the
Rav Chanan, like the Granad and others, they, I think they apply the Yesod in Rava too. Just Rava the Machlokas comes down to whether or not you could apply Kimle takes down the Hashava Mikol V'chol.
Okay, all right, you people, so you know, you're not fair. You people are learning flying over Shas.
You feel
bad here for us Amaratzim. Okay,
it's definitely not a simon, right? The Isay Be'in the Rishus is, I mean, I'm sorry, the Boy Ladura is not a sin.
I don't think so, because Rashi could have just stopped there. The call comment is Rishus, sounds like that's a Siba. Pashas. Otherwise, I mean, you don't need a Simen. Okay, I don't know. He says it's a Simen, just, I don't know. It's Pashas, it's a Siba, but you're right. If you say it's a Simen, so then it would even be by Kimidran. I hear. Maybe. So avoid Adure. Okay. Hilkoch, Rishusei Demore. Hilkoch. Also, Hilkoch is Mashmet Siba, no? Hilkoch.
No, that could go on the previous part. Rishusei Demore Kaima. Hilkoch.
Yeah, all right. You know, then that was the Simon. Okay, I hear. Hilkoch, Rishusei Demore Kaima. Hilkoch, Rishusei Demore Hukre. But he shied in the Chab, Tavri Shazi, he's a good guy, and why you on the shaita the gaza? Because you're not mechayv on the later action, you're only mechayv on the first action. And as far as the guy said yesterday that you have a chiyuv to give back, that you can buy a new thing, that's totally krum. It's not true. So you only mechayv on the first action. But he shaita zude the shavya. In other words, because what you really did is you stole the value. You didn't steal the object, you stole the value. The gave tviko mechira have nami kitavra shasya. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha is, how could Rav say, Karen gain shigonav? Now let me ask you people $1 million kasha. When Rav says, Karen gain shigonav, does he mean the entire Da'avei Geshah Samadha Din or only the extra three or four, but the Karen is still Gain Shiganat?
Yeah, the Chor the second, it's the same case.
In other words, when Rav said Karen Gain Shiganat, it means it comes out, you stole an animal that was worth five. It went down to one, and you did the tavach u'mocher. So Rabin's saying that in Gupa, in that case, minei you bay, the keren you bay gain shiganav, and the extra dao of the hay, which is really three or four, right? Because it's dao of the hay is in the totality. So the extra three or four is kishah some other day, right?
I don't know.
Maybe you're shaking your head.
I don't know. I'm saying Pashup Shah.
Rashi says, Tavar, the Gabitrifu Mechira, Havikum Otavar Shasya, means that he's saying, how do we know? He's saying the Karen of the Tvichu Mechira is what we're talking about, is what Rav's talking about.
In other words, Shamir is disagreeing. Shamir is saying that is a very perfect reading in Rav, because Rav said, Arba Chamisha Kishasama Devedin. He doesn't say, two or three or four, he says four or five. And it's a very, but
Torah. Hashem Shad is that the chi of Arba v'Chamisha should be whatever the chi of Arba v'Chamisha is, and the chi of Karen is what the chi of Karen is, whatever degree they overlap.
But then, what we have the reason why we're thinking is what Chesky is saying is I thought too is that Rashi is the last line in Rashi. Rashi's bothered by a problem. How did the Gemara say no that Rav is arguing with Rabbah? Now that's the Gemara is saying, if you're going to tell me that we're talking about a case where the price goes up, so it comes out that Rav is arguing with Rabbah. How do you know Rav's arguing with Rabbah? Maybe Rav's talking about it from a Mela. So where's the indication that Rav's arguing with Rabbah? And for Rashi, because since Rav's talking about a Tovakumacher, so Havi Kitarva Shasya. So that means Lechaira, what Rashi is saying, that when Rav said Karen to Ain Shaganav, he was talking about Tavakumacher. That's kind of what Rashi is saying. So that means it seems clear that like we are saying, and I don't know. That seems to be what Rashi's saying. The Gabi Tfika Mechira, Havi Kitarva Shasya, and Rav. When Rav said Karen Kane Shaganov, Rav was talking about Tzvicha Mechira.
Again, let's slow down over here. The Karen, when you're Tavak Umachar, you pay Karen Kane Shaganov. Just as far as there being a Chiev Arba V'Chamisha, there's a Chiev Arba V'Chamisha, and that Chiev is evaluated based on.
I don't know. Arba V'Chamisha is not Arba. Arba V'Chamisha includes the Karen. Right, you don't pay 6 and 5, you pay 4.
No, but I give
total of Arba V'Chamisha.
In a Hanami, don't ever agree they overlap in a Hanami, but as far as they were talking about the evaluation of the Chiev here,
there is no evaluation. If Karen is the ancient Ganav and Arba V'Chamisha is Gishas Amad Bedin, then you don't estimate Arba V'Chamisha, you estimate Gimel V'Dawit. You already estimated the Karen.
Because the Kanas is paying Arba V'Chamisha. Kanas is not paying Karen of an earlier date. In this, we're going to evaluate 3 and 4 of the current date.
I don't know. I mean, that's what the Kanas reevaluates the Karen, and you pay the Karen twice. I mean, you pay it for
whatever degree that, as far as the overlap, right?
I don't know. I don't know. That sounds very radical. That you're paying the Karen for two reasons.
It sounds radical. Just to point out, it does sound radical that you're paying 3 and 4 a different value. When you say 4 and 5, it really 3 and 4 of now and the 1 is of earlier.
Okay.
And according to the Rosh, you're going to have that Kapel is another value.
Well, when the Rosh says that Kapel is another value, is only. When there's now the A, the cable is not a different value. That's what he was assuming. Mm-hmm. He was assuming that dial the A includes the KFO, and then the din of KFO changes. But the chayr and the pshat from Rashi, the pasha pshat from Rashi, and the mashmal says that you're enochinami, that the karen has one din. The Kepo has a different din, and the extra dial of the hay, which is 2 and 3, right, depending on, has a third din. Right, that's really interesting. That would be that's when the current comes out. That's the mashmash of Rashi. That's what the mashmash. The Antigua Mashir, Kitab Roshas. In other words, I want the people to see the raya, make sure everyone's on board. Rashi has his last line. What is Rashi saying that last line for? So we're saying that Rashi is bothered by Akasha. The Gemara wants to say maybe that Rav looks like he's arguing with Rav. Because if Rav was talking about when the price goes up, then he's arguing with Rav. So how do you know? Rav himself only said it's din when it's Tavar B'Yadayim. But when it's Tavra of Ibram and Meda, Rav never said his thing. So what's the Gemara's big Asha? Say that Rav's talking about when the price goes up. And then Rav is talking about a gate when it broke Meda. That seems to be Rashi's problem. Evan Rashi, the Rav is talking about a case of Tavro Shasya. A Tzicha Mechira. A Tzicha Mechira is the same as Tavro Shasya. So that's not the way Shamir, who I happen to read it like you too, so it's not just Shamir. I don't want to, the way simple reading of Rav, Rav is not talking about Tavro Tzicha Mechira. Rav was saying, Karen, Kain Shaganav, Karen is a case when there is no Tzicha Mechira. That was the hay when it's Tzicha Mechira. So when Rav said, Karen, Kain Shaganav, he was not discussing a taste of Tzicha Mechira. So then Rashi's answer to his Kasha does not make sense, because Rav, when Rav said, Karen, Kain Shaganav, he wasn't discussing Tzicha Mechira. So the mashmos of Rashi is mashma, that when Rav said Karen Kain Shaganav, he was discussing the case of Tzicha Mechira. When there's Tzicha Mechira, Karen is Kain Shaganav. And that's why the Gemara is a kasha. If you're discussing a case of Tzicha Mechira and you still say Karen Kain Shaganav, so then you have to be arguing in Rava. Because Rava says when it's Shasya, Tavya Shasya, which is the equivalency of Tav Tzicha Mechira, then you pay Kishas, the higher price. And here Rav says, Karen Kain Shaganav, and it started one to die, and started one and went up to die, and according to this Havamina, he said, Karen Kain Shaganav. So what you see from Rashi is that when Rav said, Tzicha Mechira, he was talking about Karen Kain Shaganav was also going on the case of Tzicha Mechira. That's what it sounds like. Which is Shamir is saying is daichik, because it comes out that we split the Dao of the A, we have different prices for Dao of the A. Okay, very it's interesting, but that's what it seems.
We have to say that. Can't we just say he's discussing the Chi of Karen in the Tzvicha Mechira, and he's discussing the Chi of and the Knossos? He's discussing, as far as the Chi of Karen is concerned, you have a Chi of Karen Kein Shagana. As far as the Chi of Kefal and the Chi of Arba Chamisha, those are evaluated Kishas and Manabedin.
I don't know. That doesn't sound so good. But I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I'll let you look it up for tomorrow. We'll give you homework. You have nothing else to do, no? You don't do anything.
That would be nice.
Yeah, all right.
Somebody, I was by my son's Seder party, and someone told me, oh, it's a terrible thing having a Seder party during first Seder. So I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, a loig la rush, her for say, you know, like, I don't have a first Seder like that. So like, no,
there's an attitude, it drives me crazy, that people think that yeshiva guys have nothing to do. But okay. But all right, I'd say we're at this time of year now that the even Rabbein, you know, we're at the end of year and everyone wants to have trips. So now they, you know, so they want Beis Medrash guys to go along. You know, Beis Medrash guys don't do anything, so why can't they chaperone? You know. Okay. Anyway, that's the attitudes. But you guys are okay. I'm sure you people are busy. So let's go further. So that's it. So there's a few things we have to look into. So that the Rashi is bringing, let's just to say this quickly outside the Machlekes Rashi, the Ksais and the Sidus. Rashi says, Zahi Shaitet the Tavra Shasi Hudako Gozole. So the, okay, so Aaron says it's not such a Rai, because that's a Lasha in the Gemara, but it's Mashma, that's a Maisik Zena. The excise, I believe, right? It was, I think, the excise says that you can, that there's a rule ain't going in achar ganav. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara that says, if you steal from a ganav, the second ganav cannot is not a ganav.
The Gorli says think you're not chayv kefal because there's extends
to say that there's no. There seems to be that okay, but that's how he learns it, right? That there's a din of ain't going in achar ganav.
The Nesivus doesn't have that. It says like so making up some
drasha. Also agrees to that, except that only because you're doing more. Only because you're doing more. But in the basic din of ain't going in achar ganav, he would agree if you're doing the same. I think
the drasha is from a gunami base ish. The so says the base ish limits any maisa ganeva or gazela. And the Nesivos, right?
Okay.
That that's only the escape fell, not.
Okay, I hear. So I'm saying it wrong. Okay. But a ma'isa, the ksais holds the din of ein gaid of acheganav. That once it's stolen, you can't steal it again. So there's certain advantages that a ganav has. For example, a ganav is kind of kinyan gzeda, right? If a ganav is kind of kinyan gzeda, ganav, and also ganav has chiyuvim, he's chayv and einsim, certain all kinds of dinim of a ganav. So according to the ksais, when if the first ganav stole, and then a second ganav steals from the first ganav. So the second person is not a ganav. Therefore, here he's assuming even if you break it, the second you can't be a ganav after something is stolen already, because you're not the part of ganeva is that I'm is the certain amount of harm that is causing you. That harm was already done by the first ganeva. Is already yotza from the shus by them, whatever it is. And there's no din the Geneva after Geneva. And therefore, the Ksais has to say that even though Rashi and we're saying the Gemara says Ganav, they really don't mean Ganav, they mean you're a Mazik. The means Mazik. While the Nesivis apparently holds that even though if the second ganav is doing the same thing that the first ganav, then there's no din ganeva, because you're not doing anything more. You didn't cause any added hesed to the bayim, so that will not be called a ganav, because you didn't. What does a bayim care if it's in your rishus or his rishus? Not a high person, not a high ganav. But if you broke it, so you're causing a higher level of the Geneva, and therefore it's considered a Gada. The Chayra, the Nesivis, is very sure. Why is breaking considered a Gada? Why is this breaking different than every other breaking? Man ishtana breaking azem, we call a breaking, right? Every breaking is not a Gada. Every breaking is a Mazik. So why should this breaking be called a Gada? So what's the answer?
It's completing the Geneva that you started.
Because you started. In other words, since you already started a Geneva.
Completing the deprivation that you started with the Geneva.
What?
Like I think it's like you complete the deprivation. You moved it, you took it out of his rishos. Now you got rid of the bailus too.
Now what nafkamina does it have that it's a Geneva over a Mazik?
No, Shavu Kasef.
What?
Geneva has no Shavu Kasef. Mazik has Shavu Kasef.
Geneva has no Shavu Kasef. Oh, see, I forgot that. Okay.
I mean, before there should be a Kiev Kaif on the list. There may be a Kiev
Kaif.
There's no Kafel because Kafel's not. That's the Gomorrah Befeish Darshans. We're going to be Besa Ish. There's no Kafel if it's not me Besa Ish.
No, no. Again, but you are the Ganav who stole me Besa Ish. There may be a Kiev Kafel on you on the latter point.
Why would you get a second Kafel? What?
Because again, you were going to be Besa Ish, and now.
But the only Gneva me Besa Ish was the first one.
Okay, well, I have to look up. You have to look up inside. So, but Amaisa, you're saying there's an afkamina as far as Shavik Kesef. So, again, you're telling me the Bikias that Mazik, you can pay Shavik Kesef and Gazan has to pay only Kesef. That's what you're saying, right?
You say Ain Shaman Laganav Lagazlan, right?
Okay, so you're saying that Pashtis, when you break something, you're a Mazik. So according to the Nesivis and the Lashon of Rashi and the Gemara, that they call him a Gazan, there's a tremendous chiddush here. And there's an afkamina in halacha that even though I went in and I smashed this keli, so I'm a mazik. I went in and I drank it, I'm also a mazik. So you say, no, when you smash the keli, you have a halacha, but then Gazan, because your continuation of your first ma'isik in Eva. And therefore, even though you pay Geneva on the higher price, even though you're just praying, that's a very radical finish. You're smashing the object. Smashing is not Geneva. But if you started as a Ganav, you retain it in Ganav. Okay, that's definitely a very big finish.
What? It says the lashon, like the Nesiva says the lashon of Ein Gezeila Gadol Mizu.
Yeah, but every mazik you could say Ein Gezeila Gadol Mizu, and yet you're not a mazik.
Not really, because by normal mazik, you damage the chayv. It's his. It's just.
Yeah, but here I smell brokers. What's wrong? I just damaged it.
You know, it's kona b'shinui. It's always his.